Okay, let's just we saw a whole bunch of very complex Gemaras and a whole bunch of very different ways of evaluating these complex Gemaras. Let's just the simple way of interpreting our Gemara is what does that mean? Midaraisa. What's the halacha midaraisa? The halacha midaraisa is that you have the situation, motor b'mitzvahs, and he can't swear. They made a tech on it. To help a choshed. A choshed won't be able. Thank you very much. A choshed would not be able to survive in this world. I'll turn around and ask the one, oh, I forgot my wallet. Can you give me 100 shekel? No problem. He's 100 shekel. Tomorrow we go into Besson. Of course, it says you owe me 10,000 shekel. As well as I borrowed 100. What a mixture. You can't swear chayev. He can't survive. Go into business. Okay. So we didn't arise. He'd have to. Now the question is, we understand that motive mitzvah sayachot. What do you do in case of Shavuos Hashomer? I'm a shomachina, a choshed is a shomachina, and choshed is and he's a shomachina. What happened? It's stolen. Maybe it's in your house. Then it's not stolen. You said, no, someone broke into my house last night. Maybe you left the door open. You're a pusher. No, it was locked. He came in with a crowbar, or however he came in. Okay, swear. I can't swear. I'm a chosh. So what do you do? I'm tovea. Well, maybe something, I don't know what happened. So, what would the din d'oraisa be? What's the din d'rabbanan be? So, comes along the Ramah. I'll give you a quote on that. It's very simple. D'oraisa, what you owe one of three things. Object, money, shvua. Object not here. You can't give a shvua, so what do you owe? Money. What happens? And just like Shneim Chshudim, what do you do with Tovas? The Tovas Achoshu, you have the other one swear. But if the other one can't swear, so we're stuck with it. We're back to the rights of Tom Shneim Chshudim Mishalom. So, I would say, there are two reasons he can't swear. One, he can't swear because of Hosh. The other reason the Tovea can't swear comes with a tiny shout. I don't know what happened. What do you mean? I'm going to swear. Ram says, if I can swear, in Tova, because Noma, the funny shock, Yadok Tony, O Pashabah. When you can't flip the shvua, you flip the shvua. What happens when you can't flip the shvua? Rama says, what do you do? You're one of two things, three things. Object, money, shvua. No shvua, no object, then it's money, automatically. Comes Ram and say, no, he's potter. Why is he potter? Apparently. Now, the question is he potter midoraisa? He's potter midrabbana. If you take a look in the Gra here, the Medina Doraisa, Neocholito, Shekinegdo, below Shvuo. Then Doraisa, he cannot collect without a Shvuo. Mokum to Efsha Efsha. And Mokum came by on Rishon. Hoshmani wants to prove it from a Gemara. Okay, wait one second. Rob's telling me a very, very interesting thing. What's the God telling me? Rob's telling me that midoraisa, we'll see if everyone agrees with this, don't, or what the logic behind it is, logic behind the Rambam's position is. We've learned enough about Shomrim so far. You know, Shomrim is not a new topic. Talked an awful lot about it this year. Take a look. I want you to do it for Sunday. Take a look here. Now, I just noticed, I don't know why I noticed before, because I'm busy with all, every other part of the sugya. It says Ruki Vega seems to have a whole discussion to try to understand this Rambam. L'chora, on the top of our head, I'd say, Rama's right. But wait a second. Wait one second. Rama's also not so simple. Rama's also not so simple. Stop and think for a second. There I want you to begin thinking about it. When was he a choshe? He was a choshe at the time that I gave him the pikkudin, or the kind of choshen, but then I came with the pikkudin, now what I'm asking is pikkudin back. Why is that so relevant? You know why it's relevant? I'll tell you why it's relevant. Because if I gave him pikkudin, what is he chayev to do? I'm chayev to do one of three things. Wait a second, I can't be chayev myself to give a shvu. No way I can be chayev myself to give a shvu. I'm a choshen. So what's the chiyuv? Rama says, wait a second. That means you don't have yourself to give a show. What? Where's Rama coming from? So apparently he says, I don't care. And if the Rama says, oh, and the Rama is not machalik between when he was a chosh at the time and not a chosh at the time. The Rama says, even if he became a chosh afterwards. So what? So I gave a person pikkudin, and then all of a sudden, he's supposed to keep it for a year. I wake up in the morning, the day before he gives it back to me. I see the news. They caught him as a thief. I said, okay, fine. I give out. And he comes and says, your object's missing. I said, okay, pay. No. Ram says, don't have to pay. He gets off scot-free. It's a little bizarre. It's very bizarre. What's the logic behind the Rama? What's the logic behind the Rama? This gentleman, you have a whole Shabbos to think about it. What's the Din D'Oraisa? What's the Din D'Rabbanan? So I would say that what's the Din D'Oraisa? So comes along the Groh. The Medina Doraisa and a Yocholito Shekenegdo. The Mafki can't collect. The Doraisa. Apparently, he's saying, it's not, I owe you one of three things. I have a Chiyuv HaShov. I can get out of my Chiyuv HaShov with a Shvuah. I'm willing to take a shvuah. Your Bez is not going to let me do it. You're not going to believe it. I'm willing to take it. So you're stopping. Who's stopping who? Okay, that's issue number one. It's a very obvious thing we have to rethink and restructure between the different Rishonim. How would they view this whole issue? Next issue. The Rambam in general has a very straightforward, apparent, now we have to, now, is the Rambam believe? We believe it's Tzara Nemonis, not Tzara Nemonis. Until now, I'm a swear a pay. Can't get out of it with any Holchocha, can't get out of it with a Migo, can't get out of it with anything, swear a pay. Have I lately made the law? Have I made it irrelevant? Swear a pay. So, okay, the Torah is Machayv to swear. Come along, you should an alto. The only way you have a right to take it is you take a shvuah. You can't take a shvuah. You don't take it. No. But it ain't so simple. Because what was the takana? The takana in Moreb Mitzvahs. Eid Echad. I understand. Mischayim shuv medivrehem. Noyim nirfan v'noklam. Ein ilo chol yishav avalito. Ela hanit bashikinev du yishav ahesas v'yipot. And it can't. Apogim shtoro. O shom shtar parua. The nitva can't take it. Why the meditakona? You can't collect without. You cannot collect without swearing. You can't swear, you lose. Swear or pay. And it's apparently, it is a very parallel thing, according to the Rambam. One din d'oraisa, swear or pay, or din d'rabbanan, and nishvanotu, swear or don't take. The story ends there. That's all part of the din. Very simple parallel thing. No problem. But we still have to understand Rambam Kachom. Is his attitude to swear a pay? Or so, swear a pay? No. That's only very clear if there is a tainus vadai. Takonis chachamim hi. Chacham uchudu shua min ha-Torah al tainas vada. That's Eid Echad and Moreb Mitzvahs. So he could have said that. No. He's explaining to you why it's that way. One is the tainas vada and one is the tainas shema. Einachanami. If I have a tainas shema, if I know vada, I saw you leave the door wide open, and the Ganovim came walking in. I saw you were a posheya. Okay, so I can be much better. Then I can take a shvuah. Wait one second. There's another issue happening here. What is the ikar shvuah according to the Rambam? What is the gilgul? If you'd say the ikar shvuah is Einabishusi, and the others are Gugulim. Wait one second. So what does he flip over? He flips over the Einabishusi. The Ram says, Omar, before I saw Yad, I saw you as a Shvayach Yad. Wait one second. So I'll take the Shvayach Shvayach the Boyad. Wait a second. If that's a Gilgul, I know that it was stolen. I know it was stolen. But I know 3 days before your Shalach Yad, I know it was stolen by an armed robber. There's nothing you could have done. But 3 days before your Shalach, you owe me. Wait a second. There's no Shalach Yad B'Shusi. So what are you flipping over? referring over Shlichas Yad. What are you referring over Shlichas Yad for? That's only a guilt one. Apparently, from this Rambam, it's also over word, that even Shlichas Yad or Shlo Pashaita is an Ikeshvur, not only a guilt one. And so what happened? I don't know. He didn't say anything. I'm saying, the moment I know you're Shalach Yad, no matter what happened to it, I can take that shoe. I know you're Shalach Yad. That's what he said. I'm just taking the man for what he says. Right? The moment I know you're Shalach Yad, and I can take a shoe, so then I can take a shoe. I know what happened to it. I don't know. Ram says, stop. I just take him on it. I'm taking him on his word. Otherwise, he should have said, Bamed Ramamura. But I wouldn't say it's a Raya Brura. It's a strong indication. Okay. The Rambam has a very straightforward. But wait a second. Let's see what the Rambam says about Yisomim and Ayisomim. Ostensibly, Asomim, the Gemara seems to compare to Choshen. Ostensibly. Okay. So let's see what he says. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Also, if the Rambam is straight up on Yishalim, we'll have to explain why by Pogi Mishtar, why over there, isn't the Torah is not Mahasim when he dies?
Goes like this. They made a Takana. The Takana is a Choshed. Cannot swear. I come up to you with a shtar. And I said, the shtar is 10,000 shekel, we paid 2,000. Okay, I had a migo, I could have said 10,000. I just have a shtar. An honest guy, I say, you only owe me 8,000. Okay, so the moment there's this mashu reis in the shtar, even though the reisa have no problem collecting the 8,000. So, but I have to be in Nishma Venot. But, let's have a choshe. Let's have a choshe. So what does the Rambam say? I don't collect, right? You know, I've stuck. What is the halacha? The halacha is that in the case of mitoch shen yochli shavu meshalim, they swear a pay. Nishma v'noto, what's the halacha? Swear, but don't take. Right? Some generally, Ram doesn't say the whole thing is the tova sachoshim. That's the idea. But sometimes it'll work out as the ra'a sachoshim. Right? If he would have sworn, he could have collected the 8,000.
Right, but
in that, If the Tovea died, now we're getting. What did I just say? Let us go to see what it says in Hol's Malva Velova. Okay? Okay. Meis Halova Tchilo. Lova dies first. Vacha Malva. And Yoresh Malva. And Yorshe Malva. Tono Lama Yorshe Lova Klo. Why? Shebe Eis Shemeis Halova. Chayv hamav lishol v'achach rochu yito kmo shbiyanu v'ameis v'enad morish v'olabonu k'en v'chol mehishava v'on nifra v'yampu. This is Rav Shmuel. Well, the passing of Rav Shmuel says, but v'dai and also passing of Elosa, that's good. So wait a second. Here, that means we are, but what happens if that's Meis halovit. What happens if the malvit dies first? Meis hamalvit chila. And then the lova. Meis halova. Malvit shemeis. A malvit dies. What's the case? Just think through the case. A malvit dies. A lova dies. So you come to collect from him. And you come to collect. And Chazal said no. And only collect with a shvuah. Only collect with a shvuah. So the malva can swear. But send the malva dies. Meis halova. Malva shemeis. Yorish for Salova. Yorish comes for Shtark, Sholom, excuse me. The Malva dies. Malva dies. So, the Malva has a Shtark. Excuse me, I got the case. The Malva dies. The Malva dies. Since the Malva dies, he has a Shtark. Okay. And then, Lova says, I paid your father. I have a Shtark. But I paid it. So what does the Malva have to swear? Malva swears, I went through my father's records. I have no recollection of anything. And I went through my father's records. And there's no indication that he paid. Once he says that, he collects. One. But what is he tiny? Can he tiny his body? Tiny his body. What is that? It's a... What he swears on is a bari. But the shvu, the tiny has is a shem. I have a shtar. Mistomi, you owe my father money. Because otherwise, shtar will be other my boy. I have a chazorka. I can, if I can, the time. Then the malva dies. And what do his children, meis halova, achar shemeis hamav, then the malva dies. Uba hayorish, the parah min hayorish. He can collect from the lovers of cotton. Wait a second. When you collect from the lovers of cotton, what do you have to do? You have to take a shvua. No, but they can't hit him with a shvua. Why can't they hit him with a shvua? But he doesn't know what happened, just as a shtar. So what is he saying? He's saying as follows. If I come to collect from a yosem, a yoresh, I always have to swear. Yeah, fine. And the only rights I have to get the money are through a shvuah. And if I can't swear, for all the different reasons, I'd have no rights to the money. But if the malva died first. If the malva died first, so his children have a right to the money without a shvuah. He had money without a shvuah. And then if the malva dies, wait a second. Since they already got rights to the money without a shvuah, when the lova dies, we don't apply the halacha. You can only collect from the lova and the shvuah. There's no one to hit that with, and they already have that. But what happens if it's a motor b'mitz? This is when you're talking about a shtar in your hand, and it's a comparison between this halacha, halacha of choshe. In choshe. So, in the case of Choshu, you don't get money. In this case, Rabbi Shmuel said you don't get money. The law says you do, we don't pass it against the law. Okay. So, that's this case. Why? What's the difference? Why here ain't it a Morish? And what is Rabbi Shmuel saying? And what is Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Lazar says no. He has a shtar, and he can't swear. It is separate, separate, separate. Takana Mela Tobas HaYoresh. They collect, they take an alternate shvut. But a chosh didn't make such a takana. All of this I understand. What's the halacha mode of a mitzvah? Halacha mode of a mitzvah is very simple. Halacha mode of a mitzvah. Halacha mode of a mitzvah is I go up to someone and say, my father loaned you 10,000 shekel. He says he loaned me 5,000 shekel. My father loaned your father 10,000 shekel. And he answers, no, your father loaned my father 5,000 shekel. So what's halacha in such a case? Yoshim swear, they don't swear. That's what the Gemara says, Shuas Hashem Kevin Shem Lobana Yoshim. Well, that means I have a right to demand from you, swear a bang. I demand it from you. I have no right to demand it from your Yoshim. So the Yoshim don't have a chi of swear a bang. So the only time we talk about Yorish is when kids of Yorish with a star. And there is the difference from Yorish with a star and the Choshev with a star. Choshev with a star, what did they do? They said, there's a general halacha in any and every nishpah and oath. You can take only if you swear. And there are certain exceptions in your song where that minute, when they have a shtar, if it is a motive of mitzvah, especially if there's a kosher on top of that. But if it is with a shtar, since there anyway, every Yoresh collects with the Shua Shlo Pokad Noabo, even in the case, now what would be in the case of a Yoresh who's a Choshud, well then he can't swear Shlo Pokad Noabo, Shlo Noabo, Shtazo Purua. But and if he doesn't get it. But the Takon is a Yoresh with such a Shvua, they always collect. Okay, this is Shitas Rambam, a very smooth and easy Shvua. Comes in the right and says, And the rival could be coming off the Balamor or not. The Balamor says a very simple thing. There are two types of Nishba and Alt. One where Menator, I get the money. And one where Menator, I wouldn't get the money. Then said, with a Shvua, I can. Nech bal nech. Okay. So what's the halacha? If the notel is a choshud, you go back to Din Torah. Where I would get, I get. Where I don't get, I won't get. And then we get into the problem. Chem b'ni al pinkaso. Who gets Menat Torah? Who won't get Menat Torah? Right? According to the Balamor, the Polim get, and the Chem b'ni doesn't get. It's a very strict, what does he say? He says, in Nishba Venota, we go back to the Dindoraisa. But there's no special takon of choshev. He's a choshev. Fine. Takon is made for people who can't swear. People who can't swear, we just go back to the Dindoraisa. Now that's a very, again, straightforward to the point she did. Each question is, how do they go through the Gemara? They have all these complications, how to go through the Gemara and the Pesach and everything. Let's just outline their understanding of the whole situation. The Ravid, I'm not sure he says the same thing, and the Nafkamini would be Chemini al Pinkas. Why? The Ravid says, if I have a shtar, I have a shtar. And Amishtar have all the rights to the money. You can't take away the rights to the money of some of the Balashtar. Why not? Where is he coming from? Lachara, I believe in the back of this, Satosim Bob Mitzia, in Bob Basel on the base, where Tosa says, if I have a star, I'm a Mosik. So then, at the moment I have a shtar and I can't collect, you're taking money away from him also. Okay, that's an idea I had. The chapt when I said good, and the chapt I said also good. Also, everyone has a button. It's there. Okay. Now, but he's talking about shtar, meaning in the case of Chemvi Alpin Kosso and the Polem Achashudim, even though they takon it is, they have to swear nothing. Because all the rival here is busy telling us that the moment he has a shtar in his hand, you can't budge the shtar. And so it's a din in shtar, not a din in what type of nishpah v'nota you are. Okay, this is now. Then we bump into Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is the challenge. But if you stop and think about it, it's not all that much of a challenge. The challenge is how everyone learns through the sugyas. What does he say? That doesn't apply b'chlal to nishba v'nota. What is he saying? He says in nishba, he doesn't speak explicitly about nechbal and nitzal. But he says any din d'rabbanon, and he the note also choshed. He collects what about the chilik that the Balmor made between where the rice is and where the no. The moment they made a takona in Nigzal and Echba that he can collect, the moment he did that, that means they gave him a schus mamon. Except, you know, they made him swear where he can. That's all. But you always collect if you can't swear. Because there's no mitosh and yochul yishov mishalim. Then he says, the rice you do. Then it gets into a headache. What do you do with Matol, with Shnei HaShudim? Why is the Choshen not collect? He said, no, there, what did they do? They took, it's not that. It's not like all the things in the Mishnah. Here it's unique. The Nitva had a chiyuv to collect. If he couldn't collect, so what did they do? They took his shvua d'oraisa and hit it. And hit the Torah with that. So now what he has to swear is as if he is wearing a shvua d'oraisa. So therefore he has to be master. So it goes back. So then Rabbi Natan says you have a crazy situation. He is chayef to give and he is not allowed to take. You're a paralyzed situation. So what do you do? Put it on a table somewhere and say, here, paralyze money, freeze the bank account, and that's it. What do you do? So normally, what would you say? I'll give you a wild example. It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Kaf Ches Amud Beis. Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Kaf Ches Amud Beis says, like this. Certain korbanos, Yuzorik dam pamachas. Certain kuponish yuzorik dam four times. Okay. Now, you have one cup of blood to be sprinkled once, one cup of blood to be sprinkled four times, and somehow they get mixed together with each other. So you have a big cup of blood with two types of blood in it. So what are you going to do? The Gemara says, you're going to sprinkle once, but this blood there that has to be sprinkled four times, it's Baltigra. Not allowed to go down in numbers. You're sprinkling four times this blood only once, it's Baltosif. So you're stuck. What are you doing? The general halacha, klal and halacha, whatever, you're stuck, Shabbat Taisodif. So you sit once, and then, so you're stuck. You don't know what to do, Shabbat Taisodif. So here, what would be? He has to give, but he can't take. So what do you do with the money? Just freeze the bank account and leave it there, be as a goal? What do you do? Until Mashiach is going to tell you what it's about. Until you ask the Urim Vatona who the money belongs to. What do you do? Normally, you'd say, okay, in such a parallel situation, don't do anything. Which would mean you don't pay. No, says Rabbeinu Tam. He's very clear in Shavuos as a Knas. He in Bob Metzia is not clear. Minadin in this paralyzed situation, Shachlokul, because money is different than Isurim. In Isurim, every paralyzed situation you see. Shabbat Taisod. If I have a choice, I'm definitely going to do an Aveir. What's worse, an Aveir Bekum Vasei, an Aveir Bishabbat Taisod? Aveir Bekum Vasei. Worse, so you do an Aveir Bishabbat Taisod. Wonderful. That's Aveiris. Don't apply the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Oh. So you can say, the moment he has to give and he can't take, so in our Torah, such a thing is Yachlokum, comes to Gro and Shulchan Aruch and says, no, even in Kointos Bombatsiya, the reason I don't say Shavuot is because it's a Knas. Wait a second, there's a very big difference. And this I'll leave with you till Sunday. If you say that Bar Metzia is a Knas, there's a very big difference between the Knas in Bar Metzia and the Knas in Shvutos, the Rabbi, the two versions of Rabbi. There's a subtle difference I want you to think about. Okay. Now, there are other sheets that we've shown him. But this is, we're focusing on Tosis. There's a Ramban. That's a little late today to begin the Ramban. What I want to do Sunday is finish off the entire sugya. And then, Me'etz Hashem, we move on. Somehow, Tosis in our sugya love to talk at great length about water complex things. There's not one. This is sort of a classic thing. So now we move on. We'll move on, we'll read the Gemara, and then there's the next, the two small tosses in, two small tosses in, and then we look on to the next giant, the last of the giant tosses. Okay, Rabbosa, I have a wonderful Shabbos.